It's going to mean an awful argument, Harry, but I'll get it across to her somehow. I'll make her understand that this fight against Rorty is hopeless, that the jig is up.
Today, John tells Kay that he and Harry Wood are going to drop out of the fight against the political machine. But Kay, anticipating that announcement, has prepared a terrific surprise for him. Listen now to Kay Fairchild's Stepmother, brought to you by Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder. Many a woman who would have been a belle of the ball back in the gay 90s would be a social flop today. Put her up against today's standards of good grooming and she just wouldn't make the grade. Back in those days, if you happened to have well-polished teeth and pleasant breath, fine. But they weren't a social must like today. But changing times bring changing products. And that's why the Colgate people bring you their amazing triple-action tooth powder. First, Colgate tooth powder polishes your teeth to 1941 standards of brilliance, brings out all their natural luster, and it doesn't stop there. Today, among people who go places and do things and have fun, it's considered just as important to give thought to your breath as it is to have clean fingernails. So Colgate tooth powder is made to foam up richly. And as its double-rich foam dances through your mouth, Colgate tooth powder sweetens your breath. At the same time, Colgate tooth powder is perfectly safe for gum massage. So you see, Colgate is a triple-action, all-purpose dentifrice, all in one handy package. Perhaps you're fairly well satisfied with your present dentifrice on one or maybe two of these benefits. But remember, thousands of people have felt the same way and then found that after all, they like Colgate tooth powder better, far better than any other powder, paste, or liquid they've ever tried. Yes, you're really missing something if you don't ask your favorite drug counter today for a giant can of Colgate all-purpose tooth powder. The powder that helps you meet today's standards of good grooming. And now, Colgate tooth powder presents Kay Fairchild's Stepmother. It has been said that faith can move a mountain. Kay Fairchild apparently believes that. For with unlimited faith in herself and her husband, she's embarked on the desperately difficult job of breaking a powerful political machine and reinstating John as mayor of Walnut Grove. But John himself is showing no enthusiasm for the struggle. Both he and Harry Wood have convinced themselves that the fight is hopeless. The last time we heard them agree that they would go no further with it, that they would tell Kay they are ready to give up. Well, several hours have passed since the two men entered the club together. At that time, Kay was on her way home alone. But she must have gone somewhere else first, because we find her just now arriving. Matty is in the dining room, and Kay's first question is...
Has Mr. Fairchild come home yet, Matty?
No, ma'am. When I saw the car coming to drive, I thought you would both be together.
I know we left together, but I left him downtown around 3 o'clock.
Yes, and you're expecting him for dinner.
Well, if he hasn't called up, he'll be home for dinner. Oh, my head's all in a whirl. Do we have any aspirin, Matty?
Yes, ma'am. I've got some right out here in the kitchen. You want me to get you some?
Please, if you don't mind.
What you been doing to get yourself all worked up, Miss Fairchild?
Oh, I had a little job to attend to after I left John, and I had to work so fast that... So that left me in a state pretty close to collapse.
Land of mercy. You better go lay down for a little while, haven't you?
Oh, I'll be all right if I just hit... Still here for a few minutes and sort of collect my wits. Well, I have the satisfaction of knowing that I was successful anyhow. But what John's going to say,
What's that you said, Miss Fairchild?
Oh, nothing, Matty. I was just sort of talking to myself.
Now, don't you go doing that. That's a bad sign.
Oh, that's probably Mr. Fairchild coming now.
Yes, ma'am, I reckon so.
Is that you, John?
That's right.
Well, you all be wanting your dinner in a little while. I better stir myself and get it ready.
All right, Matty.
Well, why are you sitting out here in the dining room?
Why not? It's a nice, cheerful room and a nice, comfortable chair.
Say, Katie, what's the matter with you? You look all tuckered out.
Oh, I just feel a little tired. Did you have a nice talk with Harry?
Oh, yes. Yes, we chatted about a few things.
Well, I suppose he confirmed everything I told you about the way Royty and the gang have been acting. I suppose he convinced you that we have a good chance of being able to throw them out of office and put you back in your old job.
Well, as a matter of fact, say, how do you know what we talk about down there at the club?
I was just guessing. What else would you talk about? Well, did Harry tell you that he's all ready to start circulating that petition to oust all these men from their jobs?
Well, no, he... Now, look, Kay. There's something I must tell you, and I may as well get it over with as quickly as possible. Harry and I did discuss the political situation here in town and our chances of changing it. And we both concluded that we haven't one chance in a million of being able to get away with it.
Mm-hmm. I thought that's what you'd conclude.
Yes, you see, what do you mean you thought that's what we'd conclude?
Darling, why do you suppose I tried to keep you from seeing Harry Wood alone? I know that he's lost faith in this campaign we've started, and I know he's trying to back out. And I knew that if he saw you, he'd talk you around to his point of view. Not that you needed so much talking around.
Now, Kay, you're a woman. You don't know this fellow, Rorty. You've never actually had to deal with him. Now, Harry and I are old hands at politics here in Walnut Grove. We appreciate just how strong Rorty is, and we're in a position to know just how hopeless a job it would be to buck him.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked the whole thing over very carefully. Harry admitted that he made a mistake in starting this thing, and we concluded that we'd better just drop it right where it is. I'm awfully sorry, Kay. You've done a good job in getting together a certain amount of evidence against Rorty, and I know it's a terrible disappointment to you to see the whole thing collapse right before your eyes.
The whole thing hasn't collapsed, John. Oh, well, Maddie!
Yes, Miss Chester?
It's 6:15. I think the evening paper ought to be out in the front porch by now. Would you go and look?
Yes, ma'am. It's out there all right.
Well, now, Kay, let's not drop this subject without discussing it a little. I don't want you to feel that Harry and I have let you down. I want you to understand why we take the position we do.
I understand perfectly, John. You're both afraid of Pat Rorty. You say nothing of being afraid of yourself.
Now, listen, Kay.
I'm sorry, dear. If I weren't so tired, I might think of a nicer way to say it, but that's what it amounts to. But in spite of that, I'm not going to let you throw away the opportunity of a lifetime.
Now, Kay, you may as well
understand... Oh, do you have the paper, Maddie? May I see it?
Yes, ma'am. I see now what you meant when you said that...
Well,
here's
the paper, Hey, what goes on here? We have a very serious discussion underway, and you take time out to read the newspaper.
The newspaper fits right into the discussion, John. Would you like to see it?
Well, I don't see how... Hey, what in thunderation does this mean?
I guess it means just about what it says, John. Andy Clayton did a good job of resetting his front page in that short of time.
Fairchild launches fight on City Hall gang. Will circulate recall petition to oust all members of Rorty Machine. Kay, what did... Who gave Andy Clayton authority... Well, what's the meaning of this, anyhow?
Those headlines and the story printed under them all came from me. When I left you this afternoon, I stopped in at the newspaper office, and that's the result.
But this is insanity.
Andy was an awfully good sport about it, held up the presses for 3/4 of an hour while he and his boys battered out that material. I guess I dictated most of it.
Now, let me get this straight. Do I understand that you went down there to the newspaper office this afternoon and gave Clayton the go-ahead to print this thing?
That's exactly what I did, John.
But I just finished telling you that I'm not going to fight Rorty. I'm not going to try and get back in as mayor again. And I'm not going to have anything to do with all this stupidity, and neither is Harry Wood. But here I find that you've told the whole town. Why, how could you do a thing like this? Are you out of your mind?
No, John, I don't think so.
But you haven't any right to do a thing like this to me. Why, how will I ever be able to explain my way out of this?
Frankly, John, I don't believe there's any possible way you could explain your way out. I don't think now that those headlines have appeared in the Walnut Grove Journal, you'll have to go through with it just as you promised you would last Friday night.
Hey, this is the meanest, dirtiest trick.
It's no such thing. Now, you just listen to me, Tommy. I knew why you were so anxious to see Harry and why he was so anxious to see you. But I'm so thoroughly convinced that it'd be tragic to quit now that I decided I'd have to do something desperate to get you two back in line.
Get us back in line? Well, you told us that we were a couple of naughty schoolboys and you were the teacher.
I know, and I hate like the dickens to be that way. But there's just one thing wrong with you right now, John. And that is, for some reason, you seem to have lost the power to make decisions. So, until you get back that old self-confidence you used to have, somebody else will just have to keep on making decisions for you.
Oh, I refuse to be treated like this, like a child.
Then don't act like a child. Now, you're a man with a great deal of ability, but you refuse to let yourself believe it. You get all scared and breathless when the name of Pat Rorty is mentioned. Now, I've given that story to the newspaper. Well, maybe it was a high-handed thing to do. But if you refuse to make that newspaper article come true, if you back out now, it'll be the most cowardly thing you've ever done. Well, what do you say, John?
Kay, I tell you that... Well, there isn't much I can say. I guess you're just too much for me.
You notice that story says you're going to make an important speech next week. Are you prepared to do it?
I'll make the speech. I'll do anything you say.
Oh, John, dear. Please forgive me for the way I did this, but you see,
it's all right. It's more than all right. I do need somebody to make decisions for me. You keep on making them, and maybe someday I'll be as good a man as you think I am.
Of course you will, darling.
You know, every now and then at times like this, I realize that I'd be a lost soul if it weren't for you, Kate. And I guess a man lucky enough to have such a wife might even be lucky enough to beat Pat Rorty.
And so, once again, Kay has drawn her wavering husband back on the path that she knows will lead him to success. But there are strenuous battles ahead that may still prove difficult to keep him going steadily forward. And now, an invitation from your drugstore. Summer is the time to relax and take it easy. You busy wives and mothers can save time and energy if you'll let your drugstore help provide you through the summer months with their ready-to-serve refreshments. Get the ice cream habit. Your family will enjoy it instead of complicated heavy desserts. And investigate your drugstore's delicious variety of refreshing soft drinks. Well, see you Monday. And in the meanwhile, remember, if it's brighter teeth you're after and a gayer, more sparkling smile, Colgate tooth powder can't be beat. It's made and guaranteed by the Colgate people, backed by their century-old reputation for quality. You mothers will particularly welcome that assurance for your children. And remember, too, youngsters love the flavor of Colgate tooth powder. New developments in the story of Kay and John. And in addition, ominous news about Peg and Bert in far-off British Columbia. Make sure to listen Monday through Friday of next week for Kay Fairchild's Stepmother, brought to you by the makers of Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder. This is Carlton Cadell speaking. When your young daughter, dressed for a date, says, "How do I look? Does your fond heart swell with pride?" She's the picture of girlish freshness. And of course she'll say, "Thanks a million, Mother, for the tip about cashmere bouquet talcum powder." Yes, a girl goes more proudly, more comfortably through sticky summer weather with an all-over body dusting of cashmere bouquet talcum powder. Like a soft caress, this heavenly fine talcum dries up moisture, leaves a satiny film that helps ward off chafing. And for hours afterwards, cashmere bouquet talcum imparts to your whole person the fragrance,
men love. What a luxury for less than a penny a day. You'll find Cashmere Bouquet Talcum Powder at all toilet goods counters in 10-cent and larger sizes. Men like the giant can of Cashmere Bouquet Talcum Powder.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Amphitheater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.